It's all about the voice of the unborn baby versus Minister of Home Affairs. But first, you guys are from Cause for Justice. Who exactly is a Cause for Justice? Who will take the honors from me? Who will tell us?
I will start, Vainan. Thank you. Cause for Justice is a human rights and public interest organization. And we were founded in about 2013. And we take on various causes to promote constitutional justice in South Africa. And we take on causes that are in line with our five core values, which is the protection of human dignity, the responsible exercise of freedom, protecting the family from destructive inside or outside forces, protecting the vulnerable in society, so that's the social justice aspect, as well as accountable governance. So that is our background, and we take on causes that are that implicates our core values.
All right, so why and how is Cause for Justice then involved in the Voice of the Unborn Baby case?
Yes, so one of our, as we look at, one of our main, like, causes we focus on is the, like, life and the dignity of life and the inherent value of that, you know, all human beings have. And this case is basically about the unborn baby. And from our perspective, all human beings have inherent worth and dignity, whether they have been born or not yet born. And that is why we became involved, because we really believe that the law protects life and, you know, what happens with the baby before it is born and to the human being after it is born.
All right. We have 400,000 listeners listening to you guys right now. Some of our listeners not exactly sure to the background of the Voice of the Unborn Baby case. Liesel, what is the background to this case?
Certainly, Vainand. The background of this case, it was started in about 2017 when the applicant, the Voice of the Unborn Baby, MPC, brought a case in the Pretoria High Court. And the applicant challenged the state of the current law, specifically a law called the Birth and Death Registration Act. And according to this law, parents of unborn whose unborn baby dies prior to 26 weeks of gestation in the womb do not have any legal right to bury that baby's unborn remains. Wow. And basically what this law says is a baby before 26 weeks of gestation is a miscarried baby. And after that, the baby dies after 26 weeks of gestation up to live birth, just before live birth, that is a stillborn baby. So this is arbitrary distinction, because the birth and death Registration Act, and I'm just going to call it BADRA for short, uses this concept that viability. And viability can be seen as a legal term or a medical term, but this law uses viability as a legal concept. And what it basically means is that it's that age when an unborn baby is able to live outside the womb. And it said it 26 weeks, which is rather arbitrary, because medical science keeps on improving and improving. The youngest prematurely born baby that managed to survive with the help of doctors is a little boy who was born at 21 weeks and 5 days. And it's such an arbitrary distinction for a parent who is expecting a child. What's the difference between whether your unborn baby that you're really feeling connected to dies at 25 weeks and 6 days and 26 weeks and 1 day? Yeah. These parents have no choice, and we're saying this is discrimination, and that's why the Voice of the Unborn Baby MPC, they first brought this case against the Minister of Home Affairs and the Minister of Health, because those are the departments that manage the BADRA and the regulations. And then, of course, another party also joined the case, and other amicus parties such as ourselves started joining the case to say, you know, but this is clearly wrong.
Yeah.
And that's the background.
So, Liesel, thanks for that, for clearing that up. Now at least our listeners know exactly what it's all about. Stefani, what are the questions at the heart of this case?
So the question that the court needed to consider was obviously if, like, parents have the right to bury their unborn deceased baby. But for us, we see it from the perspective of, does everyone have a right to human dignity? And does the value of human dignity, because in our constitution we have a right to human dignity, but also a value, and the value, like, you interpret all the rights through that value. And yeah, the heart of it is basically, does this value apply to how unborn babies and deceased bodies are treated? Like, can we just throw them away with hospital waste? Or are we going to be a society that says, no, like, we respect human, human remains, even though it's before 26 weeks. So it's basically,
It's terrible the way you put that. They're throwing them away with hospital waste. It's almost unthinkable. Liesl, what was the law before the High Court judgment in March this year? What was it all about then?
The legal position before the High Court judgment in March was that babies who are deceased in the womb prior to 26 weeks their remains are seen legally as medical waste. That means it's incinerated with other remains or of surgical medical procedures. This is limbs and blood and et cetera. And the parents have no choice to bury that child, as opposed to a parent of a stillborn baby who has a legal right and obligation to bury the remains of their child. It's quite heartbreaking, that distinction. And luckily, the High Court pronounce that as far as miscarried babies are concerned, parents now, they do have the right to bury the remains, because the main applicant, also the unborn baby, their case was based on these parents are bereaved and they are grieving. And because of that, they have a right to afford their child the dignity of a burial. But of course, that's a very important issue, and we're very glad for that part of the judgment. But as Stefania has just said, there are deeper questions as to what is the value of human life. Because medically speaking, that is a human baby. It's not a kitten. It's not a puppy. It's a human baby. But unfortunately, often it happens that the law has a different way of dealing with reality.
Yeah.
So there's medical and scientific reality, but the law has this concept called personhood. And sometimes a person can be a human person, but the law does not recognize you as a person. And this actually harks back to colonial and Roman Dutch law, where our law comes from in South Africa. So that, because in Roman times, a lot of people weren't seen, they're human beings, but they're not legally seen as people or treated as such. Women, slaves. And it made this distinction, but that is a human baby. And as Stefania said, this is a human being. Our law should recognize it's a human being. We have a constitution that promotes the value of human dignity. It's a cornerstone value. So why not develop the law? It's a brilliant opportunity to develop our constitutional jurisprudence to recognize that this unborn baby human being has dignity. And that says something about how we should treat that baby's remains, because currently the law says, well, for some babies, up until that point of the March judgment, it's medical waste. No, it's not medical waste. It's a human being. And the law needs to adapt to that reality.
Yeah. Well, thank you for clearing that up. Stefania, I want to ask you, what part of the High Court judgment do you agree with? What don't you agree with? And what happens now after the High Court has delivered its judgment?
So, we were very excited when the judgment came out in March this year, and to see that the High Court did agree with BADRA, some of the sections in that being unconstitutional by not giving parents the right to bury their child. So, we're very excited that they do get this right. But unfortunately, the High Court made this interesting distinction between babies that were, babies that, unborn babies that died because of human intervention or because of the natural causes. So the court found that if a baby died because of natural causes, miscarried, then yes, the parents do have this right to bury this child, but if there was any human intervention, then parents do not have this right. And this is quite interesting for us, because whether something is a human being or not, or a human remains or not, does not depend on whether something was wanted or not wanted. Because I think the court, they really thought that human intervention by means of abortion or whatever means that the child was not wanted. But that is not always the reality. There's sometimes the reality of the child being wanted, but the mother's life being in danger. So those parents that then lose that child, you can't say, they are not bereaved or they are not sad or they do not have this right to bury a child. But, if this judgment stands the way it is, that would be this arbitrary distinction between, how a baby died.
Yeah.
And it's just a thing of how you die does not determine what should happen with your remains. We should, as I said, like respect bodily remains, no matter whether the baby died of a natural cause or a human intervention.
All right.
So yeah, that is why, that's like our, what we want to take to the Constitutional Court, and we're like, we do not agree with this part of the judgment. So basically what happens when a piece of legislation or law gets declared unconstitutional is that, in the High Court, because the High Court only has jurisdiction in the province, so it's now in the Western Cape. But because the law applies nationally, it needs to go to the Constitutional Court, which is the highest court of the country. So then they analyze the judgment and hear arguments, and they can either confirm the judgment as is, or they can amend it, or they can give their complete own judgment on the case.
Yeah, all right. So we, our listeners, fight our battles on our knees. What is it that you're asking our listeners for, Liesel, this morning? What exactly is it that they should pray for when this case now, you know, appears before the Constitutional Court? What is it you're asking our listeners?
What we would ask the listeners to do, and what we're asking also the court to recognize, is that an unborn baby, irrespective of when the baby dies or the manner in which or due to what the baby dies, an unborn baby is a human being. And the law, need to recognize that, because there's a constitutional value of human dignity and human life, and it needs to be protected. And we want the court to recognize that, and from that, make certain conclusions as how we are to treat human remains. Because human remains should be treated with dignity, because that was a human being. It is not just, you know, a thing. It's a human being. And that's what we'll be asking the court for also, as an amicus, as legally, as a friend of the court party, and we'll be presenting evidence and arguments to that effect, so that we can have that recognition. And the first very practical consequence of that is that all parents, irrespective of when the baby dies or how that unborn baby dies, have the right to choose to bury that child, unborn child. So that is something that we really, that is what we will be asking for, and that's something that people can pray in.
All right. Now there is a scripture in the Old Testament where God himself says to Joshua, now get up from your face in the dust. You finished praying. Now do something about it. Stephanie, what else can the public do to get involved in this very important case?
So we are an NGO organization, and we really need people to get involved, speak about the matter. We need, we need people to know what is going on in the country. I think a lot of people think, their voice does not matter, but it is a fact that we are a democracy, and, when laws change and things like this happen, government does actually listen to people. So I think it's very important that people know what is going on, by visiting our cause page, causeforjustice.org, and this is the Voice of the Unborn Baby case, educating themselves, spreading the word, following us on social media. I think it's very important. There's also a scripture in the Bible that it's very dear to my heart. It says, it's because of ignorance that my people perished, and I think that's very important for the public to realizing this is something that is happening. This is something we are defending and fighting for, and so that is practically, I think, what.
All right. You're talking about social media platforms. Causeforjustice.org.za is one. Are you on Facebook? Are you on the Twitter? Where can people actually find more about this case, read more about it, and then actively get involved? What other social media platforms?
Our most active social media platform, Vonand, is our Facebook page. So, if people just go to Facebook, it's Facebook and then .com/cause4andjustice. That's our Facebook page. But if people go to our website, www.causeforjustice.org, all our the links and the social media handles are there as well. And there they'll have the option to subscribe to the newsletter, because then people will never miss an update and they can keep track of the case. And also, if they would like more information, they're welcome to send us an email. My email address is info@causeforjustice.org, and my telephone number is 074-355-0775. So there are many ways to reach us. And as Sifonia said, follow us on social media, raise awareness. People are ignorant of these issues. And often I think people don't realize that there is an opportunity to make a difference. We just need to make our voices heard. And in our course page, if people go to our course page, and just the voice of the unborn baby one, and they just scroll down to the bottom, then we have a little section on what can you do to help us to get involved.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. I've yet to see anybody in traffic writing down cell numbers whilst driving. If you missed out on that, you can contact us. But it's Liesel Pretorius, and her number 074-355-0775. And you can contact us here at Radio Pulpit. We also put it on our Facebook page. Ladies, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, bringing awareness about this voice of the unborn baby versus the Minister of Home Affairs, and we trust God for a positive outcome as we as Christians start on our knees and then actively get involved and bring about the differences that we so desire to see in our country. Liesel, thank you to you, and Stefanie Kotze, thank you to you.
Thank you, Reinhard.
Keep well.
God bless. Thank you so much, Reinhard.
All right. Bye-bye. That then, the ladies from Cause for Justice.